big leadings, there are small leadings, all kinds of leadings are important to the Lord. You know, very much you get it wrong if that's it. All right? Sheep need shepherd. He is the shepherd. We are sheep. We follow him. We follow his instructions. We follow his dictates. He knows the way. Yeah, but I tried being led. I got messed up. This, that. You didn't get it right. You've beaten yourself already over the head. Relax. Forgive yourselves. Yourself, anyway. Forgive the other people that might. Just clear the slate. And let this series be the inspiration for a new walk with God. A new beginning, please. All right? Sheep need shepherd. In Psalm 100, all right, from the first verse, Psalm 100, from verse 1, it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. I know you know that psalm, or maybe right now sounds familiar. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Verse 2 says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Verse 3 says, know ye that the Lord, he is good. He it is, all right, that has made us, and we did not make ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. I believe that already is already like touching someone's mind and like, oh, yeah, really? And like, yes, really, 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 guys, really, like, seriously, really. He made us. We did not make ourselves. We cannot just come up and, you know, do what we feel like doing. The Amplified Classic, verse 3, right, says, know, perceive, recognize, and understand with approval that the Lord is good. It is he who made us, not we ourselves, all right? And we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Please understand that. We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. Please understand, sheep need shepherd. Sheep need shepherd. So you and I, okay, we need the shepherd in our lives. We can't get things done by ourselves. We can't get things done in our own strength. You can't say, well, no, he made us. He created us. All right? Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. NLT says, acknowledge that the Lord is God. Okay, he made us, all right? He made us, we are his sheep, all right? We are his people, the sheep of his pasture, all right? So glory, glory, hallelujah to Jesus Christ. This is an important revelation for every one of us, and we need to, you know, come into terms with this. We need to, like, seriously come into terms. In Numbers 27, and I want us to see the things the Lord will have us consider today. Remember, please, sheep need shepherd. What happens to sheep without shepherd? Numbers 27 from verse 16 says, all right, let the Lord, all right, the God of us, goes bad for every one of them. Sheep need shepherd. Please understand this. And I believe as we travel in this topic today, it will sink in. Jeremiah chapter 23, let me switch to NIV, and then let's read it from Jeremiah 23. You will see God's passion about the role of sheep being shepherded, all right, or shepherded. You see his reaction towards negative shepherds or pastoring, right? It says, woe to shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care upon them. So shepherds should care for sheep. I would bestow punishment on you for the evils that you have done, declares the Lord. I myself, I want you to see verses 3 and 4. I myself, the sheep. I believe this is helping you and blessing you already. Sheep need shepherd. When sheep don't have shepherd, they are scattered. When sheep don't have shepherd, they are scattered. Scattered. And that's quite a revelation. In Isaiah chapter 40, from the 9th verse of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 9, it says, you who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. So 10 says, see, the sovereign Lord comes with power. He rules with a mighty hand. See, his reward is with him, and he will recompense, his recompense accompanies him. 11 is beautiful. It says, the Lord tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms. He carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that are young. This is the life of a shepherd. He tends, verse 10 again, Isaiah 40, he tends his flock like a shepherd, gathers the lambs in his arms, carries them close to his heart, and gently leads those that are young. This is, you remember the parable of the lost sheep. You'd almost wonder, there's 99, one is missing, just, close the account at the end of the day. You just lost one out of 99. That is like, still like a asterisk, You've done super well, but God says, no, he left the 99, all right? Obviously, someone said, well, what if those ones got missing? He would have been a shepherd, kept them in safe hands, and went to look for one sheep till he found one sheep. This is exceptionally beautiful. Listen, sheep is lost without shepherd. Sheep doesn't have a tracker, doesn't have a homing device. Sheep is lost without the shepherd. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, Matthew, I said, we'll get it in a minute over there. In Matthew 9:36, Bible says that when Jesus saw the throngs, all right, he was moved with pity. I'm reading Amplified deliberately because of how, all right, he puts that scattering. He expounds it so you get a better picture of it. And here we go, okay? So he saw the throngs and was moved with pity and sympathy for them because they were bewildered, harassed, distressed, dejected, helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. King James uses the word scattered. So I'm using Amplified Classic very intentionally now. I'm going to read it again. When he saw the throngs, he was moved with pity and sympathy for them because they were bewildered, harassed, distressed, dejected, helpless, like sheep having no shepherd. So maybe you're listening, you're born again, but life is harassing you. Circumstances are harassing you. The things you have not received yet or enjoyed yet in life, they seem to harass you. They've left you bewildered. All right, your prayers seem unanswered. You seem distressed, all right, dejected, helpless. That describes one without a shepherd. Please understand. I know you have one. I have one. All right. I've had bad seasons. And the truth is, when we have those bad seasons, two things are happening. All right. It could be, yes, affliction arising for the sake of the word, or we are going through certain things because of ignorance. I've had people quit on church, quit on God, and say, I prayed, and then he didn't answer my prayer. But the question is, that same person went to school, all right, to study accounting or engineering or something, so he knows he needs to study to become what he wants to become. But has that person, the question now, has the person read a book on prayer? Has the person read a book on faith? Has the person read 3-5 books on faith and said, this is what I'm missing, and I've had to do that to myself? Okay, I think, and you find that the Holy Ghost will even help you. He is your shepherd. Your faith, your confession of God's word has dropped drastically. He reveals it to you. Oh, this is happening here. He corrects you. You want your love work, your love, you've opened the door. And very many times we don't want to hear those points. You feel, no, they hurt me. Oh, he hurt me. Oh, she hurt me. And I have my reason why I want to cut off. And he says, yes, but forgive, forgive, forgive. Because he knows that you're unforgiveness or your bitterness is creating like a blockade, all right, like a hindrance to the flow of your faith should flow unhindered, all right, in an atmosphere of love and joy and peace. And he says, you're doing yourself something no good here. And you say, well, as much as I don't like everybody, God is still prospering me. Listen, all because you might enjoy one or two increase in prosperity, maybe promotion on the job, or some things happen to you, does not mean, it's not a mark of approval of every bad thing or every anti-word behavior that we put up. All right? I've had to walk carnally and then still see God do me good. And then you remember, no, this is no approval. Hope you get this no approval. All right? You're still in malice or you're beefing and then, oh, but God was good to me. Doesn't make it an approval. And we need to get out of that. It doesn't make it an approval. Sheep need shepherd. And then we find ourselves scattered. And sometimes, really, the scattering is not physical. It's that you're wondering where the call of God is concerned. And at your purpose, you've not found it or you're finding. And it just, there's just a beauty in following the lead of the shepherd. I'm going to read Ezekiel, all right? Ezekiel 34, quite interesting. Ezekiel 34, he says, "And they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field." When they were scattered, do you understand that? Oh, dear Lord Jesus. They were scattered, Ezekiel 34, verse 5. "They were scattered because there was no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered." It says, "My sheep wandered through all the mountains, and upon every hill, every high hill, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek them," all right, "or seek after them." Guys, isn't this interesting? This is God talking to us here and saying, hey, this is what happened to my people. This is what happened to my sheep. It's not supposed to happen, but it happened to them. Not supposed to happen. They're scattered. Upon every high mountain, upon every hill, my people scattered everywhere, just all over the place. Now, I'm going to read 11 now, down to 16. Are you ready? So allow me switch to what? NIV. "For this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep. I will look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so will I look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness." Oh, glory to God. God also, you know, speaking to whoever might be listening. I might be lost, might be distressed. Says God is saying, hear my voice. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. I want to gather you. I want to bring you on track, bring you wholeness and fruitfulness. And just listen to me. You might hear many other people talk to you, but listen to me. Listen to me. All right, verse 13 says, "I will bring them out from the nations and gather them." Now, this directly is talking to Israel, but it has double emphasis, double prophecy, all right? Also talks about the new creation. You see that, you know, in a minute. "I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them," glory to God, "on the mountains of Israel." God believes in pastures, right? "In the ravines and in all the settlements in the land, I will tend them in a good pasture." Oh, this is reminding us of Psalm 23, okay? "He makes me lie down in green pasture. I will tend them in good pasture. On the mountain heights of Israel will be their," and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land, right? "There they will lie down in good grazing land, and there they will feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel." God is planning. This is for Israel directly, but this is prophecy for the new creation. All right, verse 15 says, "I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the Sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured." Please get this. "Strengthen the weak." All right. "But the sleek and the strong I will destroy." All right. I mean, those who feel they know what to do, they know what's up. All right. He says, "I will shepherd the flock with justice." 16 again says, "I will search for the lost. I will bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and I will strengthen the weak." Are you injured? Are you weak? Are you hurt? Have you been disappointed so many times and life just seems to have it harsh on you? God says, "I will bind, I will strengthen, I will heal." I know you might talk in tongues, you might spend time in worship, but there's something about coming, giving ample time to your shepherd. Stop running round and round, this person and that person. And no, let your shepherd minister direction, comfort, and counsel. Listen, he knows how to bring favor from favorless situations. He knows how to change the impossible and make it possible. He knows how to give you a word and make you calm in the midst of turmoil and trouble. And then that word will sustain you. He knows how. That word will sustain you through the dark seasons until the fulfillment of everything he's called you to enjoy will happen. Please understand that, because sometimes the promise of God, they take a while. Habakkuk says a vision has an appointed time. But God will now comfort you. He will comfort you with scriptures, comfort you with peace. Such that, listen, because while you wait for what would, you know, the fulfillment of what God has told you, you need to be patient. God has a way of strengthening us in that moment of patience. Sheep need shepherd. sheep, guys. Sheep need shepherd. All right. So I'll skip to the 23rd verse now. Verse 23. I love this. Verse 23. God says here, oh, thank you, Lord. Let me pick it from 22. I will save my flock and they will no longer be plundered. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. Your life will no longer be plundered. You will no longer be scattered. Amen. All right. You will get direction. There will be clarity. I will judge between one sheep and another. 23 says, and I will place over them one shepherd. This is now where the new creation story comes in. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David. You and I know that by this time there was no David. This is Jesus Christ. I'll place over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he will tend them. All right? And he will tend them and be their shepherd. I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. And, oh, thank you, Lord. I, the Lord, have spoken it. I love 25. I will make a covenant of peace. You know this is the New Testament. I will make a covenant of peace with them and rid the land of savage beasts so that they may live in the wilderness and sleep in the forest in safety. This is him talking to us about John 10. He said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But I'm come that they may have life and have it more abundant. And look at 24, 25 again. I, the Lord, will be their God. And my servant, David, that is Jesus, will be the prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. I will make a covenant of peace with them. Thank you, Father. And rid the land of savage beasts. Covenant of peace is a covenant of wholeness. It means nothing will be missing, nothing will be broken. It means it will be a life of completeness. Are you feeling broken? Are you feeling distressed? Are you feeling like life has hurt you, things are not working well for you? Listen, there is a covenant of peace. There is a covenant of peace. There is a covenant of peace. There is. I beg you to understand that covenant of peace, the covenant of wholeness. Is your life broken? Is something missing? Just follow the direction of the shepherd. He will bring every area of your life back. Back together again. Back together again. Back together again. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Back together again. In fact, the word he said in Ezekiel 34 about David, he said again in Ezekiel 37, 24. He said, and David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they shall all be one, and they shall all have one shepherd. Do you understand that? They shall all have one shepherd. They shall all walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And this is John chapter 10. This is John chapter 10. John 10, 4 and verse 1. Jesus is speaking, but because of time, we might not be able to take it quickly from the first verse. So allow me just skim through here, there, here, and then we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. But let me please read, all right, the fifth verse, all right? It says, but they will not follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from a stranger because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. We are his sheep. The voice of strangers we do not follow. In the name of Jesus, I pray over you that you will not follow the voice of strangers. I speak God's word over you. You will not follow into a wrong relationship. You will not follow into a wrong business agreement. You will not follow into a wrong accommodation. You will not follow into a wrong life. You will not follow the voice of a stranger. You will not follow. You will not follow. You will not follow in the name of Jesus. In verse 10, it says, a thief only comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. I am come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. 11 now says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for sheep. This is the word of God. All right. This is the word of God. This is the word of God. The good shepherd is the one laying down his life for sheep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And don't forget in Ezekiel that we already said there will be one shepherd over all of them. And that's in John 10 here, verse 16. It says, I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. Please understand that. I love the 27th verse here. It says, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. Oh, hallelujah. Sheep need shepherd. And when sheep don't have shepherd, they are scattered. They are scattered abroad. Don't forget what the Amplified Bible tells in Matthew 9:36. It said they are bewildered, harassed, distressed, dejected, helpless. No, I have a shepherd. Glory to God. I have a shepherd. Who's your shepherd? You know the way people get to ask question, who's your daddy? All right, so who is your shepherd? And I love the way David answered in Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd. 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 I refuse to be scattered about like one without a shepherd. I refuse to be bewildered, to be harassed, distressed, dejected, or helpless. No, no. I have green pasture. All right. He makes me to lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Don't forget in Hebrews, he's referred to as the great shepherd. In 1 Peter 2, he's called the chief shepherd. He is our shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Sheep need shepherd. And it's so good to know that, Lord, you are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. You are our shepherd. We are the sheep of your pasture. We are the sheep of your pasture. You are the great shepherd. You are the chief shepherd. You are the good shepherd. You are the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You lead. You lead, shepherd of our souls. Oh, we give you full control. Wherever you may lead, we follow. Wherever you may lead, we follow. Wherever you lead, we go. Be it in the quiet pastures, by the gentle streams. The shepherd of our soul, he will be our guide. Oh, even if we face a mighty mountain, come on, or a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of our soul is our guide. You remember that song I just, recited? Glory to God. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He is the shepherd. I am the sheep. He leads. I follow. I do not hear the voice of strangers. The voice of my shepherd alone I follow. The voice of my shepherd alone I follow. The voice of my shepherd alone. You are his sheep. John 10:27. He said, my sheep hear my voice. All right. They follow me. Hallelujah. We follow him into prosperity. We follow him into great marriages. We follow him into the life of fulfillment. We follow him into purpose. We follow him into peace and prosperity. We follow him into protection. He is our shepherd. Glory to God. Glory to God. I believe this was helpful. Helpful. Please let me know. Send a comment. Drop a comment rather. You could send an email. Let me know how this has blessed you. You could send an email to larry.onosia@gmail.com. Or Rex Onosia, right? That might be shorter. But Larry Onosia Ministry 01@gmail.com or Rex Onosia @gmail.com. Just send an email. Let me know how much this has blessed you. Thanks for always tuning in. Please see you tomorrow and enjoy the ministry of your shepherd. Hallelujah.